Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tausch.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
Pretty good clock management by you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, you too.
I know you're getting into Tucker Kraft here, but I talked about this on WTMJ this morning. The YouTube, and I don't know. I know we're on YouTube. I don't fully understand. We can't play music. You can't. I don't know about all that. But you can put a schedule out of things like, oh, Wilde and Tausch, we're going to have so-and-so guest hosting on Friday, and blah, blah, blah. And you can put out a notification, right? And it'll pop up, and it'll be like, oh, you're interested in this, you subscribe, boom.
Yeah, you can, like, schedule your live stream ahead of time.
So if you're doing that, and the reason I bring this up is the Miami Heat put something out to announce a certain, not Giannis, a certain other free agent in the NBA world. And now I see the Miami Heat are firing their director of YouTube strategy. That wouldn't happen by accident, would it?
Well, you can interpret that probably one of two ways. So it's either, number one, the director of YouTube strategy tipped the news that the Heat are going to sign LeBron James.
Yeah.
And so you can't break that news without any, like,
but
I'm sure LeBron
you want
wants
the
to
Miami
do it a certain
Heat
way.
Website and their YouTube channel breaking that news?
Yeah, which is why I think it might actually be the second option, which is the director of YouTube strategy was like, well, just in case the Heat end up signing him in the next week or two, I'm going to schedule this and then we'll have it ready.
But on
and
a
then,
specific date?
That's what makes it weird. But also, like, if you're doing that and then it goes public and everybody sees it and then it causes this uproar, like, that's what I would think would be more fireable because it's not even true. Like, if they're not interested in bringing him in,
it sounds
but
like
he's
it
doing
is
it just in case.
The odds have went way in the favor of the Miami Heat getting LeBron back.
Well, of course. I mean, when you see something like this.
No,
yeah.
But it was even before that.
So you think this guy knows that
this is
happening?
I just want to understand from you and from Wooly and from the folks that do all the putting up stuff on video and everything else, if that is a mistake that is innocent or is it, I didn't know.
The only thing that we've ever, like, scheduled in advance without knowing is when we have, like, a Prep Mania playoff game. And we don't know the teams that are going to be in it because they play, like, basketball the night before. But we want to have it scheduled so we can share, like, this is when the game is going to take place on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. That's the only time in our experience we've ever done that, like, scheduling way in advance for something you don't know.
If LeBron goes to Miami, can we still root for Giannis?
You tell me. You're our NBA enthusiast.
No, I'm asking you. I can't.
I mean,
I won't.
I'm not going to openly root for Giannis to, like, win a championship in Miami. I want him to. I'd have no ill will toward Giannis. I thank him for.
Yeah, but you don't want Miami to go
Bucks
win
on the map.
I don't want Miami winning three championships.
Of course not. I don't want him winning one championship.
You do have ill will.
They're just not a team that I like.
I understand.
Like, I don't like the Miami Heat
franchise. You don't have any ill will. If you had no will or ill on anything, you wouldn't care. And if you don't care, it's, oh, if they win, I don't care. You have will, and it is ill if you don't want them to win.
I don't think I have ill will toward the Heat.
Can he have ill will? If he doesn't care, he doesn't care. If you specifically say, I don't want Giannis winning a championship with the Heat, that's ill will.
Yeah, that's ill will. That's being spurned as a former, you know, lover.
Isn't there a difference?
Spurned as a former lover.
That's what the relationship expert over here. There's a difference between saying, I don't care. If you're in a relationship and you break up, I don't really care what happens with that person. Go our merry ways and have the best life you'll ever have.
Sure.
As opposed to saying, I hope that person is miserable for the rest of their lives. And I hope they never find
love.
There
is a difference between
ill will.
There's a difference between being miserable and being exalted. Like, there's a difference. And if you don't have any interest, it's like, okay, I hope that they're fine. I hope they go have a great life. I hope that Giannis enjoys his time in Miami. But I don't want someone saying, your organization isn't good enough to build around me. These guys are, and I'm proving it. It's the Favre effect. I didn't want Brett to win a championship in Minnesota. I don't think Packer fans wanted to see all of these memes and jokes of Minnesota never winning a championship, and then one of our that we love the most goes there and leads him to a championship. It would have been bad.
It would have been terrible for Packers fans.
And
who
if
weren't
Giannis
cheering
goes, I was rooting for Giannis because I think Giannis is a good dude. I think he works hard. I think he's just insecure or immature. I think he was immature. Now you bring LeBron in there. And if the Heat win a championship, you can't take away what Giannis did. But I would not be happy about it. I would not. I guess if you're going to use the ill will, I don't have any ill will if Giannis is there by himself. If LeBron goes there again, I'll have ill will.
I might actually totally change my perception of this. As you just laid that out, here's what I'm thinking. If LeBron goes back to Miami, joins Giannis, wins a championship, and then says, that's it, I'm out, I retire, that's going to be looked at as LeBron's championship to culminate his outstanding career, and Giannis is going to be just like an extra character added in, as opposed to Giannis being the guy that leads the Heat to a championship. And then, if Giannis does that by himself, then you start to compare his resume with Miami to Milwaukee. If LeBron does it, there's no comparison. It was LeBron's final championship.
I kind of
want him to win one with LeBron and then not by himself the
rest
of the time.
Giannis went by himself, and LeBron decided to jump on his bus. You know, Barkley and those guys talk about the bus driver. That's not going to be LeBron's bus. That's going to be Giannis's bus. So, no, I will not take. Giannis is going to be the leader, at least from a stat standpoint and from everything else.
You know that's not how anybody's going to look at that.
I would disagree. We would not sit there and say, that's LeBron. You would say Giannis and LeBron, but Giannis will get the bulk share of the credit if they win a championship in Miami.
Disagree. It would be a culmination.
Well,
it would be
right.
A culmination of LeBron's career.
You can
going
crown
back to
him.
Where he was in his prime in the second to last great dynasty of the NBA in Miami when he had that big three. That would be the culmination going back there, winning one last one, and LeBron would be the first one to tell everybody that's his last championship.
He'll say it's his championship, but if you don't think Giannis is going to get credit, and then they'll say Giannis has the same amount of championships in Miami and is in Milwaukee, and it's because of LeBron. LeBron obviously would be a big part of that. It's still Giannis' championship.
Giannis would be looked at like Bosch.
Yeah, that's so absurd.
It's not.
You're saying
he'd be a third wheel on it. Come on, dude. If anything, if you said Dwayne Wade, I'd say, okay, that's an interesting. That's as bad of a take as Rutledge's.
This is not.
Is Bam
Chris Bosh?
Is Bam the Dwayne Wade in this
situation? Bam's Dwayne Wade because he was already there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dude scored 83 in a game. Bam is the. Bam would be Dwayne Wade.
Jason!
LeBron would be LeBron.
Somebody get Jason back.
And
oh,
that
my
would
God.
Be Giannis would be Bosh.
Who
would
have thought I'd say, get me Jason Wilde back today, but right now I'm saying it. And Jason, please. Come on, man.
You're the one who I wanted to talk about Tucker Kraft. You're the one who's, should we fire the YouTube director in Miami? And that's what led to all this because you saw some tweet about some YouTube guy.
I think LeBron is going to Miami, and I think it's an interesting. It changes the whole dynamic for me. I didn't care. I was kind of in the category of good for you because Giannis was not going to win a championship as it was currently situated.
No.
I still don't think they will. But if they do, it's going to be Giannis and LeBron, and that's going to be a very fun and crazy thing to watch from the outside. And I think now you don't want people throwing stuff in your face if a girlfriend breaks up with you. You don't want them showing you they're out on a yacht and they're kicking butt and you're sitting there, you know, dealing with turtles in your backyard. Like, that's not where you want to be. You prefer if it's like, okay, yeah, I hope that they're happy. I hope that they're doing well, but I don't need to see, oh my God, my life is so much better without you. That's what this is going to be. If LeBron goes there, it is going to be nonstop. LeBron's last run, it's going to be documented. Giannis will talk about what the Bucks didn't do and all this other. It's just going to be miserable for Bucks fans if LeBron goes to Miami.
Feel like the Turtles.
Especially if they win. And if they lose, I think we'll probably all be sitting there, how's that working for you, Yanni? Like, I think that's going to be, there is not going to be, you're not going to be allowed the middle ground of what we have right now. This will take away the middle ground. It's going to go one way or the other.
If Giannis goes there and wins one and he is the premier lone player that leads them to a title, there's going to be more conversation.
He's the Udonis Haslam.
Comparing him to his legacy in Milwaukee than it will be if LeBron goes back.
Mike Myers. Is that the three-point shooter?
It's going to be, that was Shrek. It's going to be all.
Davion Mitchell?
Beasley. Wasn't there a Beasley on that squad?
Malik Beasley? Well, there was a.
He's somewhere else now.
Yeah. You want to bet on that?
Mike Miller.
Mike Miller
is the guy I was thinking, not Mike Myers.
Not Mike Myers.
Chris Bosh.
I stand by it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. If LeBron goes there, the entire season in Miami is going to be about LeBron and not about Giannis. That's the way it will be viewed nationally. That's the storyline for the casual NBA. The diehards are going to be like, oh, look, Giannis is the catalyst there, just like Dwayne Wade played such a significant role when LeBron went there the first time. Like, yeah, he'll be looked at as Dwayne Wade. He won't be Bosh. But it won't be looked at as Giannis's championship. It'll be LeBron's last championship if they team up and they run that for 1 year here in Miami. No doubt that's how it's going to be looked at by everybody involved. Everybody.
We agree to disagree.
Trivia time. 844-770-3776. Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf on a Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Ryan Wollersheim. Day two in the saddle, making the trivia questions.
Anyone
today
can do regular trivia. Geography trivia is another level.
It's a big deal, I know. I tried to
the
come
pressure's
prepared.
Pressure's on.
Yep. We'll see how Wooly does here.
I hope we don't have to YouTube heat him.
Post my job
not
on LinkedIn.
Looking, not looking for a YouTube heating deal.
Especially because we need him tomorrow still. Ryan, what? this is always our most popular
category.
Well,
I've seen other people being like, well, that's a whole nother conversation.
Whoa, Nelly.
Yes, indeed.
This is going to be our most popular trivia caller of the week. Nelly. What caller number would you like, Daytime Wollersheim?
Giannis's new number in Miami is number 7. Let's go. Caller number 7.
That's what's LeBron's number going to be in Miami?
He'll go back
indeed
to 6. I think he goes back to 6.
You think?
And Bam scored 83 in a game last year. The Dwayne Wade of the Heat.
So 96, is that our caller?
Caller 13.
There we go.
7-6. 13. Caller 13 right now at 844-770-3776. Caller 13 plays Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia on Wildy and Tausch. Before we hit our commercial break, Tausch, for the second time today, you get to tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, that is easy. I will talk all day about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Shopping for new windows and doors should never include haggling. Like we just haggled over who's Dwayne Wade and who's Chris Bosh. The Miami Heat, well, no, Pella sticks to straightforward pricing, honest conversations, helping homeowners find the right fit for their home, and they never use high-pressure sales tactics. When you buy direct through Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the same team that manufactures your windows and doors, they also sell them, install them, and service them. Real pricing, premium quality, no game. Schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You know, we always talk about Jason getting itchy and hivey when we're not talking enough Packers. It is fascinating in the 10 years we've been doing this show how you kind of get the opposite when we're talking too much Packers, and I feel like that's where you may have thought we were at today. And that's why you ended up seeing this Miami Heat YouTube thing, which led to our Giannis championship conversation.
In season, I don't get itchy at all. But there are other things I like talking about, mm-hmm. no doubt.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Ryan Wollersheim will have some fun topics for us in Whoa Wooly coming up after we play Wildy and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cool down with a summer shake from Cousin Subs. Enjoy four delicious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Vortex Golf. Trivia winners this week receive a hat, ball marker, sticker, and a blade rangefinder courtesy of Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
I believe this is our penultimate week for the rangefinder from Vortex Golf.
Is that
right? Part of the trivia prize pack. So
starting to wind down a little bit.
Get in now while you still can on the rangefinder from Vortex Golf, part of our trivia.
Must have been a big part of how you shot that 41.
I probably would have shot a 38 if I would have had the rangefinder with me.
Oh, you don't have one yet.
I did not have one.
Why don't you register? Try to get it.
I was just using my eyes. And my contact was kind of falling out. Maybe that was the key to success. Just looking it up, about 120. Boom, put it on 5 feet from the pin. Nice little day. Let's welcome in today's trivia contestant. It is Kevin the Mailman in Milwaukee. Another one of our great mailmen contingent here on Wildy and Tausch. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys?
Are you a first-time contestant, Kevin? Normally, I ask you that
and
off
it's
the
Wisconsin
air.
Geography. Mailmen
the mailmen love
geography,
their geography.
No.
That's true. Have you played before, Kevin?
I have. This is the third time in all word geography.
Let's go.
Classic.
There's some Wednesday listener
selectively picks when he's going to do it.
But
smart.
I'm guessing, Kevin, you have never played Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia when Ryan Wollersheim has written the questions.
Mm-mm.
So we'll
I
see.
Have not. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes here for you, Kevin. Question number one. Tausch has not seen these, so he gets to play along
this
as well.
This is fun.
Question number one, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farther north than Krivitz, which is definitely a no-doubt up-north city? Which of these cities located farther north than Krivitz? Green Bay, Shawano, Iron Mountain.
It's Iron Mountain.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Which
Iron
one of
Mountain.
Those was funny?
I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I couldn't think of a funny
town. I was trying to think, is there something funny in there? And
I thought about making a joke about Jason, him not being here. He lives in Green Bay, but I didn't want to be too rude to Jason.
Sure.
He's a grown boy. Yeah. He hasn't grown his funny bone in yet.
Good one.
Thank you. Question number two, Kevin the Mailman. Which Wisconsin city is nicknamed the walleye capital of the world?
Oh, I know this before you even give me the clues.
I did not know this.
Really? Yep, I do. Yep.
Is it Fond du Lac, Maguanago, or Sun Prairie?
It is Fond du Lac.
Indeed it is.
Why did you know
walleye
that?
Walleye weekend, baby. It's the first or second week in June. I got buddies in Fond du Lac, and that's just known for that.
Tausch's got people in the Fox Valley.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Theo's restaurant up there. Phenomenal food. I don't know, Matt, if you've ever been up in the Fond du Lac region, great steakhouse up there.
They sell
Hopefully
ice cream?
Still there. Maybe.
Sherbert.
So sometimes Jason critiques how I've written the questions, even though it doesn't have any impact with what we say on the air. For example, if Ryan would have said Jesse's hometown, Maguanago, I would probably want to get after him for that because that's not my hometown. That's my arch nemesis rival town.
What?
Muskego is where I'm from, Wooly. Maguanago is the devil's work.
Well, that's too bad.
I actually was out in Maguanago on Monday. It was part of my Monday afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry for that.
Found a nice spot in Maguanago. There was one good spot in Maguanago that Up North Joe brought me to on Monday afternoon.
I'm legit confused. You made this all about you.
No, Wooly made it all about me.
No, I didn't.
I intentionally did not make it all about me and then proceeded to get
well,
after
if you were not
going to
make it about you, you would have just glossed over
right,
and kept moving.
Right, but Jason would do something like that, not me.
Okay.
Kevin the Mailman is still here. Thank you, Kevin. Question.
I ain't going to lie to you. If I was Kevin, I would have said, yeah, I'm good, man. I'll take my chances with three. I don't want to sit through a third. If I was Matt, that's what I would have done.
Question
matter
number
fact,
three.
I might do that.
And a chance at a perfect day in primetime Wollersheim's Wisconsin geography. Here we go, Kevin. NFL teams return to training camp starting this week. Which non-Packers team held their training camp in River Falls for 18 years, from 1991 to 2009, the longest training camp tenure of any team from outside of Wisconsin? 91 to 09, who had training camp in River Falls? Was it the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Kansas City Chiefs, or the New Orleans Saints?
I believe the answer is the Saints.
I'm going to guess the Chiefs.
Thomas was correct.
It was the Saints.
Saints is incorrect. The Chiefs is correct.
I think the Saints went to lacrosse.
All right.
Yeah, they were all part of that. What do they call it? The
Cheesehead League.
The Cheese League.
Yeah. I discovered this last night. I was looking up trivia questions online because I wanted to make sure Wisconsin Geography Trivia lived up to the title.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of this
Just
before.
Just think of that. Taylor Swift would have been in River Falls, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Singing at a local pub. Had this stayed its course.
Total chaos. Those would have been the days. I actually toured UW River Falls when the Chiefs were there for one of their final training camps. How about that?
What else did you do?
Kevin, you should have quit after two. You got three of the four entries into the drawing on Friday. Thanks for sticking around for the entertainment, though.
What's
we appreciate
the deal
you.
With zip codes? Kevin will break that down next week on Will the Attach.
Thanks, Kevin.
Appreciate it, guys. Love you guys. Have a great afternoon.
Will the Attach Trivia, presented by Vortex Golf and by Cousin Subs. Reminder, tune in to Light It Up, the new season of the Behind the Bucks podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant, narrated by Bucks broadcasting legend Jim Paschke, who joined us a couple of weeks ago when the Giannis news broke here on Wildy and Tausch. It's the oral history of the 2000 and 2001 Milwaukee Bucks, from the Big Three to a Hall of Fame coach. It's the story about a generational team that brought the city together and brought the Bradley Center to life. From Behind the Bucks, you find it on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new episode on the ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. Thanks to Craig Karmazin appearing in our 10 for 10 series from Outdoor Living Unlimited yesterday. We did not have time to get to Whoa Wooly with Ryan Wollersheim.
Oh, we did. We just mismanaged.
I guess. We have plenty of time for it today, so Wooly will lead us.
I don't know. I might take us down another trip of what the NBA is going to do internationally, what their strategy is going to be in the next 20 years.
I'm sure our resident NBA enthusiast would be happy to have that conversation.
LeBron and Giannis.
I'm real curious if you're going to ask the relationship expert for any relationship advice. That's what I'm actually intrigued to see.
Well, I'll find out together. Whoa Wooly is coming up next on Wildy and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the New York Mets.
Robert back, it's gone! The first big league home run for Cooper Platt, and he takes Freddie Peralta deep.
Tune in today right here on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's home of the Brewers.
Before we get to Whoa Wooly, I would like to defend our cousin sub of the day. Daytime Ryan Wollersheim.
Aren't you the cousin sub of the day?
No, I'm always here. I'm just not normally in this chair.
I don't think Wooly doesn't need to defend himself. Wooly's done a nice job. So you just said.
I'm not. We have a text. We have a couple of. We have a couple of texts. Oh, Iron Mountain in Wisconsin trivia? Interesting.
Because
Iron Mountain is Michigan.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's across the... Because there's reasons why people like to go right across the border in the UP to Michigan.
Yeah,
and
sure,
Iron
sure.
Mountain is definitely in Michigan.
Is that for medicinal marijuana purposes?
It's just
or
different
is
reasons.
Gambling? Yeah. Or like
a lot,
what?
A lot of different vices that people may be interested in. However,
buy a shirt like that probably up there, too.
Yeah. However, the question was simply, which is further north than Krivitz? It
Correct.
Wasn't... Which Wisconsin city is further north than Krivitz? So I want to defend
but
Wooly.
In fairness,
like the question
to,
was written
wait,
where it's
in
okay.
In fairness to who is given?
We got Ron and Rome and then an unknown 608. No,
all right,
text.
Both
Ron
of those. In upset. Fairness of those, it is called Wisconsin Geography Trivia.
That is a fair point.
But the question was really more about Krivitz.
I understand. I'm saying this is one of those rare cases where you could defend both parties on this.
Well, aren't you a good politician?
It's not about being a politician. It's fair. This is fair. I think both criticisms are fair.
Time now for Whoa Wooly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Well, things were going pretty well until then for me today. So in that case, honestly, I'm just going to turn it back over to the usual producer of the show, because there is a topic you texted to Tausch and I on Monday night that I kind of want to interrogate a little deeper. This is not something I expected to hear in the Wildy and Tausch pre-show text chain. You texted us after saying what all the segments would be for yesterday's show. He said, also, Garrett Mitchell has topped J.J. Hardy as most attractive brewer of all time, but not sure when that should be discussed. I think it should be discussed right now.
Jason!
Why did you feel the necessity to send this to Tausch and I?
I'm ready to make the declaration. I have been around enough people in my life of the female perspective.
Mm. Who good have, advice giver.
Especially in section 117 on Monday night. Enough people of varying ages and I'm sure backgrounds and baseball fans.
To do like a Gallup survey? How do you?
It was an informal poll. It
a
was
lot of data, it sounds like.
I have collected enough information.
Where's Jimmy Rutledge? I'd like some more baseball takes.
I have collected enough information that I'm ready to declare that I believe
I do declare
Garrett Mitchell has surpassed J.J. Hardy in the all-time attractive Brewers power rankings.
Whoa, Nelly!
He is number one now.
When does training camp start?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. When's my vacation start?
Sooner than that, I think.
I never thought anyone would top J.J. Hardy. He was always top of the leaderboard and figured he would be there for a very long time.
Have you been like baseball stat heads are all like on Fangraphs looking at all the numbers, the WAR, the F4, the OPS, all that. Have you been like crunching the numbers for the last like 15 years?
It's just something you're always kind of generally aware of. Okay. Yeah, you're monitoring the situation. It's kind of like the air quality. You don't think about the air quality unless something comes up about it.
Hmm.
And when Garrett Mitchell he had to step out of the box on Monday night because he had something like a contact issue or something going on with his eye, and the trainer came out and I saw a couple of the ladies around, oh, I'll go help you, Garrett. I was like, whoa, calm down there, ladies.
What are they, optometrists?
I don't know. They were very eager to go help Garrett Mitchell, and that's what led to this entire thing. And then I surveyed a few more. Yeah,
fair question here. If we were at a WNBA game, a bunch of dudes, can we do that? Can we say that?
No, simply
why?
Not.
I would not. No,
but why?
I would just. I would.
Why?
I'm
getting a bunch of no answered why questions today.
I would. I am more.
Should we call up the ladies in section 117? Ask them if it's okay.
I am more comfortable. Oh, hang on, we're getting a text. Yeah, right, Jesse. Sal is a babe. He's on the injured list right now, but Sal Frelick getting a vote.
Salvatore.
All right, he's in the mix.
Swamp Sal.
I don't see it. I think from again my research, independent researching. It appears to
now,
me.
Now, is Becca part of this consulting firm?
No, she doesn't like baseball.
She has no opinion.
I don't think she even knows who J.J. Hardy is, if I were to ask.
So she just thinks they're all ugly? Like, what? She can't be objective.
I don't think
when
she has an
this?
Opinion on the matter. I think she's above this conversation, like I think you feel that you may be.
Tausch.
Yeah.
I will say, I think in order for you to get the accurate representation of this, mm-hmm. like going forward, anytime you go to AmFam Field, I think you just need to start walking around and asking people this question.
I mean, I don't know.
Like you need to start jotting it down, get a spreadsheet, have ChatGPT help you like create like some sort of OPS for like handsomeness or whatever on the Brewers. Like you better come with numbers next time because this is like bold proclamation.
So Garrett Mitchell's hitting fifth today in the matinee. 110 first pitch on 620 WTMJ and on 100.5 ESPN and on 95.3 WBEV. I know you're not interested in this, old T. The texts are coming in. So I'm going to do this show, and then you do whatever you want to do.
I have not woolied it because I do know there's intrigue. It's just I can't get on board with it. It's just not where I'm at.
Bob Uecker receiving a vote as the most attractive brewer of all time.
He's passed away a while. Okay.
He is. Rest in peace. Jackrabbit Mama about Garrett Mitchell, dot, dot, dot. I don't know what that means. I think Jackrabbit Mama might be on board.
She's digging Garrett
Mitchell.
Means
there's
Mitchell's
a longer text coming. Means we're going to hear more from Jackrabbit Mama, I think.
Rob and Madison, the ladies want the dad bod of Pat Murphy. I don't think that's true, Rob. I don't think that's accurate.
Leo rocked that for a long time.
So
it
worked. Now, I think some of us can handle this conversation. I don't know if all of us can handle this conversation. I can handle this conversation.
Okay.
I'm just here to. If you're heading to the game this afternoon, I know many of you are probably in your car heading that way right now. When Garrett Mitchell pops up on that big old jumbotron, you're going to just ask a person around you. Ask J.J. Hardy, Garrett Mitchell. It's down to those two. And then if you want to open up some others receiving votes nominees, we can do that. But
who would you put in the others receiving votes?
I don't have anyone else. I think it's down to those two, and it's not close.
I don't believe you. I think you've been doing this for so long. You have like a full – you're probably in your pocket.
The thing is,
list.
I don't know about the 82 team. I don't know who was regarded as like the darling of the 82 team. So we'd have to ask my mom might be able to weigh in
on that.
All right,
Prince Fielder, Garrett
Pete
Mitchell.
Pete Ladd. Pete R.I.P.
Look who showed up to join the conversation.
Whoa, Nelly.
I just wanted to end the conversation.
Bryce Turang.
Hey, whatever's working. Sir, hey.
Are the Brewers an attractive team right now? Best team in baseball, according to some. Anything else, Ryan Wollershow?
Yeah. Nelly.
One other one I did want to ask you guys is that on Unsportsmanlike yesterday, which you can hear right here on ESPN Madison, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on 100.5. Also 5 to 7 a.m. on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Lil Wayne made one of his many appearances on Unsportsmanlike yesterday. So I was wondering for you guys, which musical artist would you most want to have join Wildy and Tausch live and in person, by the way?
Taylor Swift.
T-Swift.
There's a lot to ask Taylor Swift. I don't know if she would answer any of it, but...
Who have I been asking to see at Hard Rock Casino Rockford?
Dolly.
It's not... Dolly. I'm hoping Dolly's going to be one of our 10 for 10s. See what kind of producer you are.
You want me to get Dolly Parton
to join
the show?
I'd love to have Dolly Parton on the show, yep.
Just because.
Yes.
Dolly Parton and Kevin Hart, part of the Hard Rock Casino Rockford remote that's coming up.
Neither of which. Kevin Hart actually has been to Hard
Who's
Rock.
Who's opening for who on that is the question.
Terry Bradshaw. I had a chance to get you, Terry. Good show, Terry put on.
Where does he rank in the all-time good-looking Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, I think back in the day, he probably would have been near the top. Right?
I don't know.
You do know.
I don't know how good looking Terry Bradshaw was in the 70s. I know now he would probably not win many contests.
I think we're done here.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think
we've been done for a while. Just like I should have been going to MoMA for a while. You're putting up with pain in your knee, shoulder, back, neck, any joint. You don't need to just tough it out. Time to start getting ahead, getting over to MoMA, the Midwest Orthopedic and Musculoskeletal Alliance. MoMA brings together trusted local providers, OIW, SMOC, Innovative Pain, making it easier to find the right specialist and the right treatment for you. Whether you need care in one of their offices, surgery center, smart scan, MOSH, I've been going to Ortho Laser. Their experienced team is going to be focused on helping you feel better and getting back to living your life. MoMA can get you back to doing what you love. I've been going for about 3 or 4 months, and my knee has felt as good as it has for a long time. I'm able to get back to doing what I want to do. Call or walk in today or learn more at MoMAMKE.com. That's MoMAMKE.com.
Scott Podsednik from Ron in Rome. That was a good one back in the day. He wasn't here very long, though. Cam in the Creek.
I feel like Don Sutton I can remember my mom talking about how good looking Don Sutton was.
I think he would belong to the conversation.
Sweet perm.
Cam in the Creek. Trust me, the ladies love them some Sal Frelick. So apparently he's in the mix. And I don't know if the rest of you texting in, and I am not even going to look at the YouTube comments. We are not even going to go there. Clip of the day. Can't wait to find out what that is. We'll get to that as we close up this edition of Wildy and Tausch coming up next. Stick around.
Is this the year the Brewers make a push at the trade deadline?
You open a window so you can climb through it. You don't open a window so you can sit on the ledge and wonder what's going to happen if you jump.
Madison's home of the Brewers, 100.5 ESPN.
Walk-off home runs are the least exciting way to end a game. I just saw it. Like, I've experienced a walk-off football play. Okay. I've experienced a walk-off game winner, a basketball shot, and I experienced a walk-off home run. They're all awesome. But the walk-off home run, like, it was just, all right, cool. I mean, again, it was like, it's a walk-off, but like, a game-winning basketball shot, there's nothing like that. And then a game-winning football. And I think it's because the games are more important. Because it still was like, cool.
That's Jim Rutledge. Molly and Jim, weekdays 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison. They filled in on this show on Monday. That's, I guess, our clip of the day to wrap up shop here, which is actually an interesting spin on maybe how we want to do clip of the day from now on. Does the clip of the day have to be something from today's show that we think tops Rutledge's walk-off home run take? Or do we just keep running that as the clip of the day until it's dethroned by something more compelling?
I would hope that we would have something that's more sensible. as far as, like, craziness and, like, foolishness, no, I will not. I hope I never top that from that perspective. So I would have thought my Matthew Golden being a rocket ship that I saw our team post.
I did see that, yeah.
That would have been somewhat interesting. I think the Josh Jacobs part of this and, you know, getting into where that running back room, we had a lot of good stuff with Bulaga, but all roads lead back to the god-awful take of Jimmy Rutledge on our show on Monday. So, listen, man, I don't produce the show. I book guests. I do other things, but I'm not going to say that I produce the show. But as far as that take, yeah, it's a god-awful take, and it's not going to age well, I don't believe either.
Would you guys like to hear the call of that home run, too, by the way?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, get ready for a game this afternoon.
1-2 pitch. He is a fly ball. Deep center field. Marcy's back. Track. Wall. Boy. Boy. Baseball.
Boy, is that boring.
Wild Bill. Three-run shot, and the Brewers walk off the Marlins, and they break out the brooms in Milwaukee.
It's a very funky snort.
It's a little exaggerated.
you combine those two things. That's such a good call. The bye-bye baseball, which I know is his signature. The bat flip, the fact that he had a weight to run because the bat was coming down like he was playing lawn darts. Like, the whole thing is just great.
Did you see, speaking of, like, topping the clip of the day, I'm pretty sure ESPN.com claimed that William Contreras is now the bat flip king of this season so far. They've been doing it. There's like a series where they've been like crowning each one as
Bautista was kind of the king of the bat flip for a long time. He'd fling it. I think he was with the Blue Jays when he did that.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. In the playoffs. And
this wild card
round. And he is the king of the bat flip for this season currently. He holds the current title.
So it's kind of like my Garrett Mitchell take. That's kind of like what ESPN does with the bat flip king year by year.
Brought it back to himself, Tausch. Can you believe
it? It's not shocking.
Paul Molitor getting some
votes.
Can't
wait. Who's hosting tomorrow with
Bryce
us?
Bryce Terang, Keon Broxton.
Who's hosting tomorrow with me, Wooly?
Hey, you're stuck with this same story.
Oh, Jesse.
One more day tomorrow. Deal. Yeah, we'll keep the conversation going tomorrow. Can't wait to do that tomorrow on the old show. Thanks to Brian. We actually, believe it or not, did spend a ton of time talking Packers.
I'm
going
to say
today.
Thanks to me. I think I need some love today. Thanks to me for going through this show with you today.
Okay. Thanks to Brian Bulaga for joining us. We had a lot of great Packers conversation. If you missed any of the show, make sure you check it out on the ESPN Wisconsin app or on the ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. Brewers-Mets rubber game, 1:10 first pitch this afternoon. If you're heading that way, enjoy it this afternoon or listen on 620 WTMJ 100.5 ESPN in Madison. For Tausch, for Wooly, I'm Jesse, as Jason always says. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.